Books on Tape presents 31 Days, The Crisis That Gave Us the Government We Have Today, by Barry Wirth, read by Robertson Dean. Part 1. Day 1. Friday, August 9th, 1974. Then you destroy yourself. On his last morning in power, President Richard Nixon arose in the pre-dawn darkness after just a few hours of sleep. He ordered his favorite breakfast of poached eggs and corned beef hash served to him alone in the Lincoln sitting room, the same room where 22 months earlier he had retreated by himself to watch on TV as he and Vice President Spiro Agnew were re-elected in one of the greatest landslides in American history. The most inward, solitary, and reclusive of presidents, who paradoxically was determined to ensure that every word he spoke, and that was spoken to him, was recorded for history, Nixon to a rare degree determined exactly what he hoped to do and say in public beforehand, by himself, by filling yellow legal pads with notes, arguments, talking points, and exhortations to himself. In a few hours, he would say goodbye to the people whom he most depended upon, and whom he'd most let down, betrayed, disappointed, and infuriated. His top administration, who'd served and defended him through the agonies of Watergate and Vietnam. As through much of this impeachment summer, the morning sky was dull and overcast, a soggy heat blanketing the South Lawn and the Ellipse, all but hazing out the Washington Monument less than a half mile away. A fire smoldered in Nixon's sitting room fireplace, one of several throughout the White House, as aides tossed potentially troubled.